Just to give us a word of prayer, and I apologize for being late. I was in a nice, good conversation, and time just slipped on by, and kept waiting until the final hour. He said, hey, we better get going. So I appreciate that. Okay, let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, our flesh nature, our inherited sin nature that we receive at birth, corrupts our thinking, corrupts our view of life, everything dealing with life. And you and your wonderful genius gave to us a solution. It was not a commandment not to be something, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because that is the counter to these things. So, Father, we pray now that your Spirit will open our eyes and ears to the things you'd have us to see and to understand in regard to spiritual love. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Now, I'm not officially through with the John 3:16 study. I have one more class. But rather than just really push it in, I need to do some work on it to make sure it's going to be sound. So we'll take care of that when I get through with that one message. And so we're back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So let's open the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Where Paul lays out wonderful description of spiritual love. It's not the composite of everything, but it does lay out 16 wonderful environments of spiritual love. Verses 1 through 3, what happens if you do not have spiritual love? And verse 4 starts the description of spiritual love, which we have studied the first two positives. Verse 4, love is long-suffering. Spiritual love is kind. Now, Paul goes to the negative. And he says that love, spiritual love, is not jealous. Why in the world is that the first negative that he would give us? So let's take a look at what we're studying. Two positives of the environment of spiritual love. Now we go to what spiritual love will not permit. Now, spiritual love, what we're going to be studying here, is it blocks out some negatives in our lives, some dangerous things in our lives, some dangerous mental attitudes. And what we're seeing here is that spiritual love is the immune system to our flesh nature. Now, you all know what an immune system is. God, when He created our human body, gave us an immune system. So, let's just be light with it, but you get a virus or a cold or something, the immune system attacks it. The immune system says, that is not identified with my body. Therefore, I'm going to attack it. And this is one of the problems with AIDS. It destroys the body rather than helping the body, but it thinks it's helping the body. The immune system does. So we have an immune system. Now, human love, our spiritual love, is the immune system of our being. Now, human love, that is not part of spiritual love, creates its own environment. And part of that environment, one of the negatives we're going to be looking at, is lust or a jealousy. Now, first of all, we're going to call this jealousy the enemy or the antigen of spiritual love or of our being. And therefore, spiritual love is not jealous. jealousy is an antigen, an enemy of our being. And jealousy or envy, as we will see, is like cancer that grows throughout your whole being and will actually destroy your spiritual life. That's how horrible jealousy is and envy is. Now, why did he pick jealousy as the first one? It's no accident that jealousy is the first one that he is going to name. I want you to think about a couple of things. First of all, the first murder in history. We know it was two brothers. Brother killed a brother. So I beckon every tongue. I talk to new parents and when I have children. Just remember, when you have your second one, you're setting up the episode for murder. And they're not too encouraged by that. So, but Cain murdered Abel. Why? Why did he murder his brother? And remember, this is the first murder in history. Where did he even get the idea of murder? Well, Abel took care of the flocks and would murder, kill flocks for sacrifice to God. So he got the idea. The knife. He saw his brother use it. So he used a knife. But the main thing I want to cover this morning, why did Cain kill Abel? He was jealous. They both offered God. Now, nowhere in Scripture is it said God asked them to bring an offering. But they each brought an offering. Cain brought his best crop. Abel brought the sacrifice of the lamb. God rejected Cain's offer of his best, but accepted Abel's offer, which pictured the coming Messiah. Well, Cain, very jealous of that. His jealousy rose up to the point that he killed and murdered his brother. So, the first murder in history was brought about by jealousy. The second thing I want you to note and remember is crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Why was he crucified? Why did the Pharisees and Sadducees get into the crowd and turn them against this Jesus? They were jealous of him. People were coming to him. People were listening to him and not to them. He was healing. He was teaching salvation. People were listening. They were very jealous. What did they do? Crucified him. Had him crucified by the Romans. And then third, the third thing about jealousy as a way of introduction is Satan. Satan is jealous of God. In Isaiah, he says, I will be like God. I will ascend my throne above his. Simplify my wills. So Satan brings about the angelic conflict because he is jealous of God. Now, so it's no accident that Paul picks jealousy as the first antigen that his spiritual love is going to battle. Now, spiritual love is the spiritual immune system for our flesh nature, for our bodies, for our thoughts. It's the immune system. It blocks off the antigens, the bad things. And the first one he's going to mention is jealousy. It's fundamental to spiritual love is self. Spiritual love recognizes who we are in Christ. That's who spiritual love is going to protect. So, let's go back to jealousy. Jealousy protects our flesh nature. It sees the flesh nature as being endangered. And therefore, it puts forth jealousy to protect the flesh nature. spiritual love is protecting who you are in Christ. And therefore, these antigens of the flesh nature, jealousy, hatred, arrogance, these things spiritual love blocks and will not allow to enter and to camouflage and destroy our spiritual love. So spiritual love is a spiritual immune system that protects who we are in Christ. It's vital to self-preservation of our spiritual being. Therefore, when the flesh self sees somebody else prosper, just compliment it. The flesh self, wait a minute, what about me? What about me? Don't I look nice? See? If you have a children, you understand this. You compliment one and the other, well, wait a minute. What am I? I look like a dog? What am I? You've got to compliment them all. You know? You look so nice. Oh, you're so pretty too. And you go down the line. See? That's why if you have a lot of children, you've got to come up with a different thing for each one. See? And because that's the immune system of our flesh nature. It serves to protect self. And anytime someone else is complimented, the immune system of our immune system perks up. Wait a minute, what about me? Spiritual love will not allow that to happen. That's why we want to have spiritual love all the time. Because spiritual love will not allow that to take place in our being. So, in our study of spiritual love, spiritual or jealousy, envy, we'll look at two, both words, we will see as the immune system for the flesh self. But, instead of protecting self, jealousy ends up destroying self, much like AIDS. The immune system seeks to protect the male body of AIDS. But what it ends up doing, as you know, it destroys the body. And they die of it. They're dying of something that comes to the aid and wants to protect. But it ends up destroying. And that's what jealousy does. It's part of the immune system of our flesh nature, but it ends up destroying us. It ends up being a cancer in our bodies. You can be moving along in a spiritual life, filling of the Holy Spirit, and just all of a sudden, the antigen of envy attacks. It just attacks your spiritual life, cuts off your walking in the Spirit, and it's all over. See, to give you an idea of how all of this is going to work together in your spiritual life, let's look at Proverbs 14:10. Proverbs 14:10. Now, Proverbs 14:10, what I want to do, I want to give you some ideas of the power of the translation of this one little verse. The NIV, for example, translates this, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. The New Living Translation, a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. Now, the reason I picked both of these right up front, one translates the word we're going to be looking at, envy. The other one, the New Living, translates it, jealousy. The Berean Study Bible, a tranquil heart is life to the body, but envy rots the bones. New American Standard, A tranquil heart is life to the body, which is beautiful. But I don't know why they blew it in the second half. The American Standard just blew it. But passion is rottenness to the bones, and that's not the case. It's envy or jealousy. The King James got it correct. Amen. Well, why not? A sound heart is the life of the flesh. But envy, the rottenness of the bones. Now, what the King James did, the first part, a sound heart. The NIV says a heart at peace. New Living, a peaceful heart. Berean, a tranquil heart. King James, a sound heart. The Christian Standard Bible, a tranquil heart is life to the body, but jealousy is rottenness to the bones. I think you're getting the idea, I hope you are, of what jealousy does, according to God's description. The Good News Translation, peace of mind makes the body healthy, but jealousy is like a cancer. And I like that. It's like a cancer. The Holman Christian Standard Bible, a tranquil heart is life to the body, but jealousy is rottenness to the bones. The International Standard Version, a tranquil mind brings life to the body, but jealousy causes one's bones to rot. Very powerful translation. The Net Bible, a tranquil spirit revives the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. The New Heart English Bible, the life of the body is a heart of peace, but envy rots the bones. The Aramaic Bible, which I like to look at it every now and then, he that cools his anger is a healer of his heart. Now, they did a little translation for you, a little interpretation. He that cools his anger is a healer of his heart. And envy is the decay of the bones. God's Word translation, a tranquil heart makes for a healthy body, but jealousy is like bone cancer. The New American Standard, 1977, a tranquil heart is life to the body, but passion, they missed it, is rottenness to the bone. The Jubilee Bible, 2000, a sound heart is life to the flesh, but envy is rottenness to the bones. The Britain Septuagint translation, a meek spirited man is a healer of the heart, but a sensitive heart is corruption of the bones. The Dewey Rhymes Bible, soundness of heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is rottenness to the bone. Darby, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy rottenness of the bones. The World English Bible, the life of the body is a heart of peace, but envy rots the bones. Young's Literal Translation, a healed heart is life to the flesh, but rottenness to the bones is envy. Okay, I think you get the idea. I would have wished it would have said, spiritual love is health to the body, but jealousy is rottenness to the bones. But that is what it says. So let's take a look at what it says. Alright. First of all, a tranquil heart is life to the body. The heart, the soul, the real you. Now the word tranquil, Marpith, M-A-R-P-H-I-H. This refers to good health. That's what all these translations were trying to convey. It conveys good health. It does convey healing. So some of them said healing. Some of them said good health. So it's good health, to good health, and that's what the word means. Now the word body, basar, refers to the body, life, vitality, healthy. A healthy soul is vitality to life. Now, I'm not going to study this part, but let's just stop right there. A healthy soul is vitality to life. How are you going to have a healthy soul? One, filling of the Holy Spirit. Two, spiritual love. Spiritual love gives you a healthy soul. It protects you from these things. Three, growth in the Word of God gives a healthy soul. So that'll take care of the first phrase. Now let's take a look at the second phrase. But passion, rottenness to the bones. Now here's cancer to the body. Here's deficiency of the immune system of the body. The word they translate passion is ginah, G-I-N-A-H. In the lexicon, it's translated jealousy. The Greek word, the Hebrew word for jealousy has both a good and bad connotation depending on the context. In other words, God is a jealous God. God cannot sin. So, it's not a sin in that case. So, we have to be careful with that. So, it depends on the context as to what's going to be, how we're going to define it. Now look at what jealousy does to your life. And why you need the immune system of spiritual love. We have rottenness. Rottenness. That's what the NASB calls it, rottenness. And that's the word ragheb. R-A-G-E-B. Rottenness. Decay. Eating away of the body, the bones. This is why we need an immune system. If we didn't have an immune system, our body couldn't handle very much. God, in His genius, gave our bodies an immune system. So, if you have some cut, then all the body goes there to heal it, take care of it. And there are various things that break that up. But if you're a bleeder or different types of things. But I'm just dealing with the concept that God created. Or you have a virus, a bacteria. The body says, that's not common to me. Attack it. Destroy it. Get it out of there before it harms this body. It's an immune system. Protective system. God in His genius did a marvelous job. And it is a wise doctor that understands all these things. How the body works. How it doesn't work. See? We can put things into our body not good for it, but the body processes it out. You can put things in your body that are not good for it, and boy, the immune system goes after it. Doesn't want it in there. Wants to destroy it. So, this is what we're looking at now, is the antigen called rottenness. Decay. We all hate that. See, there are various diseases right now that eat away at the body. My goodness, the summer of 2019 has been horrible. In Florida, the Gulf Coast, people have gotten into the water with bruises, or I mean with cuts or something, got something in their bodies, started eating away at their body. Just eating it away. And they died. We need to have a protection of that. Something that will clear that out. Some kind of immune system. So, here we're talking about that which is rottenness to the bone. We need one of our physical body, and we need one for our spirit. We need an immune system for our physical body. We need an immune system for our spiritual body. God has provided one for both. Now, the one for your physical body, not up to you. God gives every one of us an immune system. But people, once you become a believer in Jesus Christ, it's up to you to identify who you are in Christ. That's why we teach our young people at camp this year. Who am I? That's why it's so important to know who you are. And then if you know who you are, you'll know how to protect yourself. This is one of the great problems in America today. Our educational system has failed in teaching two generations what an American is. Our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, our judicial system. And we now are camouflaged politically for people that not only do not know how to protect our freedom, but they are against it. It is amazing to me. It is just amazing that one of the front runners, the Democratic candidacy, is a devout, proclaimed socialist communist and takes great pride in it. And instead of saying you're out, Americans are saying you're in. Why is that happening? He's destroying our system. Because people, the immune system is weak. What is the immune system? Educating our children. Educating them from the first grade on. They should be taught the Constitution. If you're a parent, you want to spend time with your children on our Constitution. Not just the Bible, certainly the Bible, but the Constitution. Want to embed it so that it will protect them. We're not protected in America anymore. We don't have a good immune system. And so we are being eaten away by the cancer of socialism. The cancer of communism eating us away. It's a beautiful example of what's happening to a nation's body while we're studying here. So both our physical body needs an immune system. Our spiritual being needs an immune system. God has given to every one of us, with rare exception, an immune system to our bodies. It just goes to work. Now, spiritually, once you make a decision, I'm going to believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior, you become a new spiritual being. That new spiritual being needs an immune system. It needs to be protected. And one of the protections in the immune system is spiritual love. There are 8 negatives, 8 positives in Paul's description of spiritual love. What spiritual love will do? Long-suffering and kind. What spiritual love will not? It is not jealous or envious or boasting. Does not boast. Is not jealous, does not boast, is not arrogant. Those are immune systems to your spiritual being, who and what you are in Christ. Jealousy, boasting, arrogance. These will rot away, eat away who you are in Christ. So the longer a person stays out of the filling of the Holy Spirit, the more rotten they become spiritually. They don't lose their salvation, as some people contend. All that this shows is there's nothing to prove someone is a believer in Jesus Christ. We can look at someone, though, and say, they're not walking in the power of the Spirit. And in some cases, that'd be an understatement. But that's at least what we could say. They're not, their immune system is not working. We go to the hospital. Some people are there because of broken bones, wreckage of the body. Some are there because of the failure of the immune system. And their body is just rotting away. Rotting away. Their body needs that immune system. So doctors are trying to work with them. Well, let's deal with it spiritually. That's my job. I'm not a doctor of the body, but of the human spirit. Who you are in Christ. Please know who you are in Christ needs to be protected. Protected against the philosophies of man. Protected against evil. Protected against the world, the flesh, and the devil. It needs to be protected. It needs to be nourished. That's the study of the Word of God. But it needs to be protected. It needs to have that immune system. And the immune system for who you are in Christ is your spiritual life. It will not allow these things to happen inside of you. So it is rottenness to the bone. See? And so we need an immune system for our physical body. We need an immune system for our spiritual life. See? 1 Corinthians 13:4, God gives us the first of the negatives. God, a love, a spiritual love, is not jealous. Where does this come from? Why did Paul, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, move from love is long-suffering, love is kind, and then all of a sudden, love is not jealous? Think about that. That's ingenious. How many of us would have, first of all, I like to say, how many of us would have said love is long-suffering as the first thing? Before I married, I used to say, I'm not going to fall in love to suffer. But people, we all do. Love suffers. Period. That's what I'm trying to teach my granddaughter right now. Love suffers. Now the question is your love long-suffering? Love toward your parents? Love toward your siblings? Love toward someone you're married to? Love suffers. So the first ingredient, if we had a hernia, we're going to pour in our potions like Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. We're making up our love potion. So we had this big urn. We got our first little bottle. What are we going to put in it? If I wouldn't have put in long suffering, first of all. It's the first thing Paul put in. First thing God put in. It's spiritual love. Long suffering. You know what? God knows that. He's had to put up with Israel for a long time. For a long time. And he still loves them. So he said, you know what? Long suffering. That's a good ingredient of spiritual love. So I'll make it part of spiritual love, what the Holy Spirit gives. Spiritual love. So this is just amazing that he put it in this regard. So, again, why did Paul do this? Why did Paul make it? So it is fitting that the natural man to be totally occupied with self. That's the natural man. Therefore, what do you get? You get jealousy. Envy. What else do you get? Boasting. See? And what do you get? Arrogance. These are the natural man. These are common to us. We understand them. Jealous. Boast. Arrogance. Love is not jealous. Love does not boast. Love is not arrogant. He takes care of the big three of our flesh nature. The three indigents of the flesh nature. The three protections of the flesh nature. What protects the flesh nature? Jealousy. Boasting. Arrogance. All are like the medicine that would come to the front and protect who we are in the flesh nature. Circumstance or boast. Circumstance, arrogance. We all have to fight arrogance. The person that's afraid, I'm never arrogant. And I guess you're proud of that. Yes, I am. Well, you just blew it. You just blew the whole thing. See? So we have to fight arrogance. We all do. Especially if we excel in some areas. John Henson and I like to kid each other. We're not arrogant because we don't excel in anything. But if you excel, especially your susceptibles, arrogance. I can do this. I can do this better than everybody else. So that sets me apart. I'm more beautiful. I'm more handsome. I'm stronger. I'm this. I'm that. It leads to arrogance. That's our flesh nature. And the flesh nature feeds on it. Depends on it. See? So this is what Paul, or God, set up when he gave us spiritual love. Now, the property of spiritual love is not jealous or envious. And as an immune system to our spiritual love will not allow arrogance, jealousy, boasting to come into your life. Will not allow it. I'm going to be making the point. We do not make a decision not to be jealous. You'll blow it. You'll be jealous. We make a decision to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to love as Christ loved. That is the decision we make. If you make a decision not to be jealous, you will be jealous. But if you make a decision to be filled with the Holy Spirit by faith in the Holy Spirit, He pours His spiritual love, the result will be you will not be jealous. Spiritual love cannot be jealous. So that's how you combat it. So we don't make this big issue. I am not going to be jealous. You're wasting your time. That's what show you how this works. The flesh nature, I am not going to be jealous. I'm proud of not being jealous. Well, wait a minute. You just went from not being jealous to arrogance and boasting. It cannot handle it. Only spiritual love can handle jealousy. This is the genius of God. This is the genius of the love of the Holy Spirit. To combat jealousy in our lives. Supernaturally. We don't make the decision. God the Holy Spirit makes that decision for us. See? So we come to what spiritual love does in respect to what others have or what others are. Love is not jealous. Love is not envious. Now, what does spiritual love do in respect to what we have or what we are? Love does not brag. That'll come up. The dynamics of spiritual love is so complex in respect to outside pressure, adversity. Spiritual love is long-suffering. In respect to others, spiritual love is kind. In respect to what others have, or who they are, or how they look, love is not jealous. In respect to what we have, what we excel in, love is not jealous. Does not brag. We'll come it up. So, let's look at the nature of envy or jealousy. The antigen. The enemy of your spiritual being. See? So let's start off with a definition and description. What is jealousy or envy? What is it about jealousy, envy, that spiritual love rejects? And refuses. Spiritual love creates an environment that the world can see and that others are benefited. Jealousy and envy have no part in spiritual love. When jealousy and envy are present, they create an environment in your soul and in your life. When jealousy is present, it will create an environment in your soul, in your life. An environment that is just the opposite of the environment of spiritual love. That's why I love the Proverbs passage we looked at. It starts off healthy. You get a good, healthy body. How do you have that? Spiritual love. Jealousy will rotten. Will eat away who and what you are. The reason it talks about bones, what are the bones? bones are going to hold it all together, our skeleton. You start off with the skeleton system and anatomy. That's what's going to hold all the stuff together. Hold all the organs, the skin, the muscles, all these things, what's the gland, holds them all together. That's skeleton. What's going to hold it? So therefore, when it talks about eating away at the bones, it's talking about eating away of all that you are. And the body won't just fade away. And we transfer this to the spiritual life. Jealousy will eat away who and what you are. Destroy who and what you are. Jealousy, envy, creates an environment in your soul and in your life. So what is the environment of jealousy and envy? Wherever it is found, in your human love, home, wherever you are, each one of you are create an environment where you are in life. I just attended a service for Brian's father. Now, the people that talked about the environment that he created. He was fun. He was enjoyable. He gave them strength, the children. It was the environment he created. What kind of environment do you create? What do you want them to say about you when it's all over? What's your environment? What environment do you give to your children, your husband, your wife, your family, the church, work, social? What kind of environment? Often in obituaries, they lighten up a room when they came in. They had a great sense of humor, or whatever it is. The environment. You never read, boy, this guy walked in the room and everybody wanted to walk out. You don't read that. They try to word it a little better. Everybody realized they had something to do. That type of thing. So, what kind of environment do you create at home? Do you create a church? Do you create work? What environment? Is it hostile? Antagonistic? Boastful? Jealous? What is the environment that you create? Because we all create one, people. We all create one. That's just the bottom line. I have a grandson. Love this little guy. Had to go out, give him his key. Got a flywheel. Had to go over there, give him his key, pick his key up. And his new girlfriend was with him. And so I had to get out of the car, and I hugged her, asked her name, and looked at her and talked to her. She got in the car, and she said to him, "He's the sweetest man I've ever met." And I told my grandson, "Marry her. She's smart. She's got a good sense of people." See? But people, we all create an environment in our lives. It's what you've got to remember. What kind of an environment you create? See? Competitive? There are some people who just create a competitive environment. See? What kind of, are you a Christian or non-Christian? Are you a Republican or Democrat? Are you a commie? Just, they're ready to jump right there and do this stuff. That's their environment. See? So we all create an environment, and we need to know, what environment do you create? Be aware of the fact, ask yourself, what is the environment that I create when I walk into a room? See? Control? See? Tenseness? Fear? Disdain? Contempt? Or love, happiness, enjoyment, to be around. See? This is what we have to decide. Now, we started late, and I'm very sorry for that, but just now getting into the study. But it's time for us to stop. This is where we'll pick it up next Sunday morning. But, because we're just getting into a good aspect of this, but we did get a good beginning, understanding the jealousy is the immune system to the flesh nature. Spiritual love is the immune system to your spiritual being. spiritual love cuts off the enemy of jealousy from existing in your spiritual self. Yes?
Herman, what do you think is the reason that liberals are so angry these days? Do you think this plays in at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When you're on a crusade, and that's it, you cannot tolerate anything else. And I have a book, I forgot how it's called, but Crusades and Crazies, Crusades and Criminals, or something like that. And but when you're on a crusade and you have a disdain and a hatred toward God, Jesus Christ, freedom, capitalism, that's all that drives you. It's that disdain. And that's what drives them.
You think it's a jealousy?
I think it's a jealousy, but more it's a hatred. It's a resentment, a rejection of God, of Christ, of freedom, of capitalism, and therefore a hatred of it. They hate that it has been so successful. And their policies have not been successful, but they think they can make it successful. Yes.
Question. Do you think some of them could actually be, black Christians in blackout, in negative volition, they have scar tissue on their soul, they're in reverse. I've seen this book on reversionism, explains a lot of that crusading arrogance.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Exactly what they have.
Hey, Doug, do I get credit for sitting in the parking lot?
But does that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and it's not always unbelievers. You're talking about unbelievers, and I see a lot of this in believers.
Absolutely, especially in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's close the word for our next study. Father, thank you for giving us the immune system to protect who we are in Christ. Because we couldn't protect it. You made us a new creature in Christ. And then you gave us an immune system that will protect that new person that we are. So, Father, it's just up to us. You've given us the freedom of choice to decide if we want to exploit that immune system of spiritual love, which is given to us when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. We praise you, Father, and we thank you. I pray your Spirit can use the things we've seen this morning to the honor and glory of Christ. In his precious name we pray. Amen.